Well, Australia's largest travel agent, Flight Centre, has released its half-year numbers today. And while profits for the 6 months to December did decline by almost 27% to around $102.7 million, there were very few surprises in these numbers, partly because 3 weeks ago, the company provided an update to the market and already flagged these numbers were going to be a reality. So these figures have come in right in the middle of the company's own expectations. Now, Flight Centre has declared a dividend, which is smaller than last year, at 40 cents per share, will be paid out to eligible investors on April the 17th. So why did it happen? Well, on the positive side of things, the underlying result was driven by record sales, which surged actually by 11% to about $12.5 billion. Now, this marks the strongest growth for the group since 2016. Solid revenue outcomes across most of its markets as well, and that's for both its corporate and also its leisure travel market. Now, profits still fell back, and this was due to a number of reasons. One of them was the fact that there were greater depreciation costs. There was also more spent on wages and employee benefits, more spent on marketing expenses as well. And of course, the leisure market, well, travel in general, has been facing plenty of headwinds from trade wars to Hong Kong protests and Brexit uncertainty. So looking at some of the different markets, Australia and New Zealand, still one of its main areas of trade, almost half of its profits generated here. Well, profits unfortunately fell by 23% in its core market here. And it was due to a few things, but one of them was basically the slowest growth in outbound travel since the global financial crisis, a $5 million lift in wages expenses and worsening margins. Its Americas business had a decline in profits as well of about 26%. Its corporate travel unit there actually did quite nicely, but it was the leisure market that really struggled. And this was pinned mainly on safety issues in the Dominican Republic, which is a main area of, demand when it comes to the leisure market and travel for the US. Now, its Europe, Middle East and Africa unit was the only part of the business which saw profits advancing by around 17%. Quite impressive at record highs here, considering that Brexit was certainly a bit of a weight. So where to now? Well, as expected, with the slowdown in travel due to the coronavirus fears, Flight Centre has reduced its expectations for profits over the year. Now, it flagged that this would be the case earlier this month, but it didn't provide any real specifics. So it did today. It basically said that profits would come in between $240 and $300 million for the year. That compares to a range of $310 to $350 million in the past. So that's actually below the average of the 13 analysts that were surveyed by Bloomberg. Now, the problem with all this is the virus's severity, the duration of this, of course, is completely uncertain and unknown for the time being. So this is somewhat perhaps of a guesstimate from the group and could very well change depending on the outcomes of the virus in coming weeks and also months. Now, the company did say it will draw from experience from the SARS outbreak, but of course that was a long time ago, back in 2003. But one of the lessons from that, I guess, is it was a temporary downturn in demand for travel. They had 4 to 5 months back then where travel fell quite sharply, but once it rebounded, it rebounded quite aggressively. And this is what Flight Centre hopes from this particular outbreak. Now, Flight Centre shares actually initially rose on these numbers, but keep in mind that investors have had ample opportunity to react to these figures already. It's already down 10% this month, and it's down 20% since the start of January.